Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the Luc Langevin of podcasts. The man in front of me, comedy legend,
and
Mike
future
Lord,
magician.
And future magician.
I'm taking over the magic world. You fuckers.
From this guy.
He's got a good fanny pack. He's going to put all his little tricks in there. It's going to be great, dude.
Chris Ramsey is here at studio for Two Drink Minimum alongside the goblin himself.
Yes.
Thank you, Poseidon. Yeah, I'm bringing high energy. You're like,
I don't know. I was like, fuck. What does a goblin sound like?
If just keep talking.
Because I just.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. No,
whoa,
you
you're doing
it.
Really good. How'd you do that?
Always got the last.
Crazy. How so?
He's
dude.
A fucking character.
Did you learn that in acting school? That's really good.
Bastards.
So there was an attempt made on our lives.
Oh.
An attempt made to disrupt the world record holder, Mike Ward, of the largest live podcast on the planet. The attempt was made by my rival since 2013, Taylor Swift, who I do not like.
Yeah.
Personal reasons.
Yeah, and everyone knows it's a rival.
Well, not everyone,
everyone
knows,
is either Team Swiftie or Team Penta.
Yeah, there's no in between.
There's no in between. You can't be in the middle of this of this argument. And I think I've talked about it on
pick
the podcast of why what she did and she was mean
Team
to me.
Team Swiftie or Team Panty?
Yeah, Team Panty all the way, baby.
Yeah.
So
he's just googling Swiftie Panty right now.
So her girlfriend and his brother tried to usurp Mike's record.
True.
Yeah.
They attempted it, and it was a valiant attempt.
Yeah. And they should have beaten it.
Yeah,
it
was, I was shocked.
Sure that they had beaten me.
I was shocked.
Because they had sold, like, the record was almost 21,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sold out in a venue that holds 44,000. So I was like, okay, so I lost this.
Oh, clearly.
And then, but there was, like, crazy rain for, and then they instead of canceling the show, because it's an outdoor stadium, they were like, we'll do it in the arena. So they did it in an arena in front of like 11,000 people. So I kept the record.
Yeah. So God decided.
Intervened.
Yeah. No
God
way.
Decided.
I think it's
Mike
Jason.
Ward is still.
I think it's Jason.
It's Jason.
Jason died, and then the next day, because I don't believe like, but it's weird because I don't believe in God, but whenever someone around me dies, I always think they stick around for like a week. That's why I never jerk off for a week. And I did.
I wish I listened to you because Jason's been looking at me fucking around.
The day that Jason died, I had jerked off. I hadn't jerked off in a while, and I was jerking off, and I was like, and I was thinking about because it felt weird. And then after, I was like, was Jason looking at me? Was Jason?
Jason saw me do some questionable things this week. I'll tell you that much.
God,
Jason intervened.
So hilarious. I think though Jason helped me become or keep my belt.
Yeah, we didn't say
to Jason.
Yeah, rest in peace, Jason.
Yes, to Jason.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a weird segue now.
Yeah, that was depressing.
Yeah,
I don't want
to
talk.
Jason would like us to.
I was happy though that it was weird because the record meant nothing to me, but I was so happy that they didn't beat
me. It's funny, yeah.
That I realized how important that fucking record was.
It's a good record.
I got a question. Were they aware of a record?
Yeah,
they
talked about me.
They mentioned you.
Oh, yeah, they talked about me.
That's why I took it personally.
Yeah, they talked about me. And then, so I was like, because I knew like the record, I knew someone was going to beat it, right? Because every record gets broken.
Yep.
But I thought, Like, I was like, it makes sense that a Joe Rogan beats it. Yeah, but at the same time, Rogan, it'd be weird having Rogan
interview someone
in front of like 48,000 people.
Absolutely.
So that doesn't work.
Kill Tony.
But
works.
Then I was like, Kill Tony.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, okay, it's probably going to be Kill Tony. But now they're at the level they're doing like smaller arenas.
They're all 17,000 and 20,000 seaters. Like he's got he's got the LA Forum sold out and MSG sold out twice. But
MSG is 19,000 something.
Yeah, 19,000, exactly.
No one can beat me if they do arenas. They got to go into the stadiums. Since the Bell Center is the biggest arena in North America.
Wow.
So I'm like, I'm good. I'm good for a while. And then when the Kelce brothers announced they were doing it, I looked into renting. Like, I didn't want to rent the Big O because the Olympic Stadium is fucking garbage.
Yeah, it's broken.
But I was like, the Plains of Abraham, they do they do shows there.
That's true.
And then I asked around. It costs $1.8 million to put on a show there. Like,
what the
like to rent the sound because it's just a fucking empty field. Yeah. So you need to put up fences, you need security, you need chairs, you need a stage, you need lighting, you need the whole fucking thing. And I was like, okay, so if it rains, I'm like,
you just lost $2 million.
I don't fucking have $2 million. Yeah, dollars, but and maybe I could borrow $2 million.
But then what are you gonna do if it rains?
But then if it rains, I'm so fucked. I'm fucked until I die.
Yeah, Travis Kelce and them are like, they're just like, we're kind of fine. You're still fucking Taylor Swift, right? He's like, yeah, we're gonna be
high five each other.
We're good, bro.
It was weird too because I was looking at their podcast, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen. But it's because they did it so last minute, so they didn't have any lighting in the arena. So they just let all the lights on. The house lights were on. So they're like fucking, they're like two dudes that have never been on stage before.
Yeah.
And they're just fucking two bros hanging out. It was very weird. It was very weird. Yeah, so I'd asked around and we were talking to the Festival d'été at Quebec people because there's a big festival there. So we were like, we didn't want to hop on the festival, but we were like, could we hop on like one night before or one night after, like, and just use, I think they have Post Malone this summer. I was like, just like use his shit. Like it's already there and we can split the money. And they it looked like that's what we were going to do. And then fucking Jason caused a storm. So yeah.
Jason caused a storm.
Good for now.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's so insane that the saga continues now. Because now it gives you a chance to also be like, all right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's
insane.
Maybe
I'll beat my own record.
I told I'm doing one outdoor show this summer. And I was looking at my bio and I told the person that wrote it. I was like, add that because it's written Mike Ward has the world record. I wrote, write that Taylor Swift's boyfriend tried to beat me. But he fucking failed.
Yeah.
So this is what's funny about this. Taylor Swift started this problem with me in 2013. Okay? She won round one, okay?
Yeah.
And then years later, her and her cronies try to fuck with my homie.
Yeah.
And then he won round two.
Yeah. With the help of
Jason.
Of an undead army.
I was alone in 2013, so she embarrassed
me. If you have a fucking army of zombies.
But 10 years later, I got zombies, I got Mike, I got fucking all of Quebec. Now you're not winning.
Well, how did she fuck with you?
She in 2013, bro, I was, when I used to work for a company, used to make mobile apps, all that. Well, some of my contracts were Dick Clark Productions. We had to do stuff like on red carpets. And one of them was the American Music Awards. So I got to go to the American Music Awards. I was there for a few days before. So you're there at all the rehearsals.
Yeah.
So I got to meet a lot of people The Weeknd, Selena Gomez, a lot of little funny stories.
Yeah.
I was Ariana Grande.
I remember this. I remember this.
The last rehearsal was Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
At the time, I didn't even know the fuck Taylor Swift was. Like, I know the name, but I'm not. It's not for me.
You watched
my
dance,
music.
Right?
I went down just to see what's the big deal because everyone's obsessed with this. Everyone. So there's not that many people. It's in the. It was in Microsoft Theater. I don't know if it's called the Nokia Theater now. They kept changing the name. Anyways, right in front of the Staples Center. So. I sit down. There's like a few of us in there in the thing, and they had like these like table looked like a dinner. It was like a weird thing that they were doing. So, anyways, they stop everything. I don't even know what's going on. Fucking security comes, says you have to leave. And I go, what? I have my pass. What are you talking about? I'm crew. What are you talking about? And I've watched everything, bro. I got to talk to like The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, all that shit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, no. She and everything's fine.
She asked.
Yeah, she specifically said. This is what he said. He said she specifically said she's not going to do this if she's not going to rehearse if you don't leave. And I'm like, bro, I can't even point out which one is, I don't even know. Like, I think you came to the wrong guy. And the guy's like, look, seriously, time, we don't have time for this. Just leave. It's like, what the fuck?
Wow.
So now I have to get up, and I'm sitting pretty close. So I have to get up and cross everyone who's sitting in the direct hall, and they're all looking at me they're in their head like, this motherfucker. Bro, I did nothing.
You stalled the whole show.
I was sitting there. Bro, I did nothing. Bro,
penis out in the front row, dude.
Embarrassed me. And me, I've kept this grudge since then. I go, this fucking
Were you a heavier dude back then?
I was a fat guy, yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah. I wasn't morbidly obese, but I was a chubby guy. I had my hair down.
Yeah, but now look at you.
Still
she wouldn't recognize you. She wouldn't recognize you. She'd be like, you know what? We need more of this guy watching our show.
Yeah, maybe she wouldn't recognize. Yeah, I look like her brother-in-law.
Yeah, she's like, we need more people look like this coming to my shows.
Yeah, well, at the time, so because everything was cool, I saw Lord, Selena Gomez, Fergie.
You saw the Lord?
Like all these fucking people, they're all cool, bro. Yeah. And then this fucking chick kicked me. Bro, got me thrown out of the arena.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to fuck
with
this.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
That's a cunt move.
There's people there. It's not like I'm the only one.
It's a rehearsal.
Yeah. It's not like I'm the only one. And also, it's the best part.
You should have played the Greek card. Going.
No, I couldn't.
My father told me this was going to happen.
What do you people have against feta? What do you?
So the is it because I believe in God?
I'm a God-fearing man.
Hold your cross.
So I was just so embarrassed. So embarrassed, bro. Because you have to walk by it and leave. And then everyone was like weird with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is some fucking bullshit. And I've held that in my head since then. Like it really. And the best part about it.
That would stick with me too, I think.
If I was a fan. Definitely. Yeah. If I was a fan, I knew something and maybe I had a reaction. Maybe I would understand. Bro, I didn't give a fuck. Yeah. It's not like I cared. I was freaking. I don't know who's who. You could have told me that the security guard was Taylor Swift. I would have been like, okay.
Oh.
I don't know who the fuck.
Plus, Taylor Swift sounds like a guy's name.
No, I knew that it was a chick.
But you hear Taylor Swift. I have a theory. Yeah. It could be a guy.
So fast also, a fast guy?
I have a theory. Because you didn't give a fuck who she was and you don't even know.
No, they didn't.
I'll
tell you something right now.
She doesn't have telepathy. She's not telepathic.
She doesn't like fat people. I think we can all agree.
Maybe.
No, but what I'm saying is
she was shaming you.
Maybe it was like she could visually tell you weren't enjoying the rehearsals.
Yeah.
And then maybe it's an ego thing and she was like, fuck this guy, get him out of here.
No, I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but the fact that
that's a good theory. Can we admit that's a good theory?
Just laughing. This isn't a comedy show. Just laughing. He's like, what is this?
I wasn't laughing. I remember. I was like, what's going on? Like, because there was chairs and shit. There was something weird happening. So I was just curious or whatever. And then, but I was sitting. I wasn't bothering anyone. They were starting, and everything is timed.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't. And this was the last one. I think it was like a Sunday night, and this was happening on Monday or was a Saturday.
The next one's coming in, and they're all like,
was the last rehearsal, so it was later. It was like late. So I was like, what the fuck? Why is this even an issue? I don't even know these people. Why is that a problem? I saw everyone. I talked with everyone. Why is this a problem? And he's like, no, the fact that the guy goes, she won't continue until you leave.
Wild.
Was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. It's like, what the fuck, man?
You got to see her rehearse.
Only in the beginning. Well, they kicked me out early, bro.
But still, that's kind of like there are Swifties out there that would kill to see that, and it's so funny that you got to see that.
I don't even know who she was, bro.
I know, that's just hilarious.
Because there's different variations, different chicks there too. Bro, I couldn't tell them apart. Yeah. Now I could probably tell them apart because I've seen her face a lot. Yeah. But at the time...
But I mean, looking at it from, I'm trying to think of what her deal is. And she might be like, yeah, I have stalkers around my house all day, with binoculars.
Oh, maybe she thought you were a paparazzi.
Maybe she's like.
I was wearing my staff, Dick Clark Productions. Yeah, I had my thing.
She's also like, why, this isn't your show? Why are you here? This is weird.
Everyone's here. Other people came up. Other people who weren't working that were working with me came up and they're watching and they stayed.
Yeah, also.
They stayed.
You're on stage. We're going to look at you.
Yeah, anyways, it's all fucking weird. So since then, I was always pissed off, but there's no way you get revenge. And then now,
and
Mike fucking defended my honor.
I broke.
And then Jason came in.
Yeah, there is one way we can get revenge.
My homie's got me.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome that you guys.
I hope that for her and for you, that now I broke Travis Kelce's confidence. So next season,
he sucks
and he's aggressive. And then she starts, her career tanks.
Yeah, too. He's just beating her.
Yeah. You think he yells at her the way he yells at his coach?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
For real. I just tweeted out as a joke. I was like, this is how Travis is going to be if he doesn't beat my record. And it was just him yelling at the coach. But for sure, if you yell at your superior like that. Imagine how you treat with cameras.
Imagine
you treat your wife if your coffee is a little fucking cold.
Speaking of behind closed doors,
I want fucking 2 sugars, you stupid whore.
Not one.
I'll take your acoustic guitar. Get the makeup lady.
Call the gay.
You
tell
better
the gay
call
to
hair
fix
and
your
makeup.
Face.
Ba, ba, ba.
I will give credit where credit is due. You know Ariana Grande is talking about behind closed doors. She, even though everything's timed, she pissed off the crew there, but they're too scared to tell her anything.
Yeah.
Because she stopped and said, no, we're going to take a break. She was singing with The Weeknd because there was fans that she had that came to see, handicapped fans.
Uh-huh.
Wheelchairs. She was like, no, no. So she took time to hang out with them, even though they're like, time is money. She's like, yeah, whatever, fuck. These are my fucking fans.
That's
to hug
cool.
them and take photos.
Yeah.
She and like, her mom, too. Very nice, good people, those ones. Yeah.
Like, so the mom was signing autographs to the handicapped people?
No,
like,
no.
The
mom was in
like,
the back with me.
My arms could move. I'd push your fucking.
It's like
I'd push a Sharpie out of your hand. Are you signing my shirt?
I'm just in a wheelchair. I can still see that you're not Ariana Grande. You're like, no, thank you.
The mom was in the back with me, but she was, even the next day during the show, the mom said something. I was downstairs. I was changing, like to put a suit on, like during the show. And the mom comes up to me and she goes, "You having a good time? Is that?" And I don't know. Like I knew who she was. I saw, but and I'm like, yeah. And then she goes, "You know, this is all. We shouldn't take any of this for granted." She goes, "We're very lucky to be here. And we're very lucky to experience this."
Yeah.
And she was like, very nice.
A
like
real mom.
Lady, a real mom. And I was like, oh, fuck, I like this lady. And then I found out that during the terror attack in London, I think, when terrorists attacked Ariana Grande's concert, the mom was going out and bringing fans to the back to try to save them. And she's like, so this lady's been a badass like the whole time.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah.
You know
I
also
even know
did
that?
I just found out. Do you guys ever think about what the fuck happened to Jet Li?
Oh, yeah, where is Jet Li?
Right?
Oh,
where
yeah.
the fuck is Jet Li, dude? Check this shit out. Jet Li was in Asia at some, I don't know where he was, Philippines maybe, or like something. Massive earthquake happens.
What,
right?
Like this is recent?
No, years ago, since you haven't heard from him. And it's either earthquake or like a tsunami or something, some natural disaster. And he almost dies, right? He's on this, I think, this resort or something. And he has his 2 kids. And he sees his like kids going underwater and stuff. He's like, oh no. And it's like this whole thing. He's saving people. Since then, he's been over there doing humanitarian work nonstop. He hasn't.
Oh, really?
He's like, because he's about that shit. This guy's a real monk, right? He's a real Shaolin monk. Like he studied with monks for, you know, to be the, he was the world defending martial arts champion at the age of 16, like in Wushu and like Kung Fu. But so he's like, he's about
doing
that
real.
He's about that shit. He's an actual like dude and legitimately. Yeah. Did that no longer.
And he was the champion.
He when he was six, only when he was 16. After that, he went
and
to Hollywood
the
and everything.
Kelsey brothers beat him.
And the Kelsey brothers came in.
I feel like
they were going to beat him. But the fucking hurricane, they couldn't beat him. Yeah.
Fucking Jason.
Yeah. Jason again, dude. Jason's time traveling. He's doing all right. Honestly, though, check this out. Jet Li. Fucking living in the middle of nowhere. And I was kind of happy because I was like, you know what?
That's such a cool thing.
The never meet your heroes bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. Jet Li, that's the guy I'd like to meet.
So now he's just doing humanitarian work?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? How shitty is this country? Like, it's been years.
Yeah, no, he's rebuilding by himself, I think.
What country?
They only got Jet Li on the job.
Everyone's
right
dead.
Like, what country? We often hear shit about Sean Penn. That he's a dick, but he lived in Haiti for a year and a half,
right?
Just helping people out.
I don't trust that he was helping. Yeah. I don't trust Sean Penn. I hate Sean Penn.
Yeah,
but he was actually like he was renting a house from a lady that had booked me, and he was like going out every day just doing work.
Yeah,
like,
really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like fucking bringing food to people, and people there don't know who the fuck Sean Penn is, and it wasn't helping him at all because he, you know.
He directed Into the Wild as well, right? Which the movie about Chris McCandless, who went up north, said fuck society and like lived by himself and ended up dying up there by himself or whatever. But he directed. He's all about like freedom and like helping people humanitarian wise. And
didn't he give his Oscar to Zelensky?
Oh yeah,
the gayest move ever.
Monica Lewinsky.
Taiwan apparently Jet Li was helping.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
And now since then he's just been chilling.
Yeah, he's trying to build Taiwan.
I think it's built already.
Though. You know why I don't like Sean Penn?
He picked the wrong side, though, I think.
Sean Penn's
right?
a rat.
That's like the weaker side.
Sean Penn got El Chapo arrested.
Oh, yeah.
He had met a journalist, right?
Yeah,
I remember
Sean
that, and that's how they found
him. And then Sean Penn ratted him out. It's like, bro, you can't just ask for meetings and rat people out.
Do you see El Chapo's fucking ex-wife, though? You see this photo come up?
She hot?
Pull that shit up, bro.
Is she hot?
God damn.
Really?
Yeah, and this is like a mugshot, and you're like, God damn. I look at Poseidon. He's like, I approve.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
make
her.
Make it big. Which one is it?
She'll make it big, all right.
It's, yeah, hot one there. The bottom right is the mugshot I saw. Bottom right, or bottom left on your
here?
Screen? Yeah, that one.
Okay,
yeah,
she's, not yeah. she's not the way you described her.
God, I mean,
yeah,
this
the
is
way
no...
you described her, I thought she was the hottest chick.
I work with hotter chicks.
Dude. I remember seeing...
She's cute, but, like, it's El Chapo, dude. Have you seen El Chapo?
But El Chapo, like, this is the thing I learned about some women... A billionaire. Bang hot.
I think what also makes her hotter to you is that apparently the...
Oh, look at her wearing the hat and that picture.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. That,
you're on it.
Yeah.
Like,
nope.
The Daily Mail. That one.
Click
the
it.
The hat. She has click it. Oh, the hat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like...
Yeah, well, she hides her face.
Yeah, but look at the... The body, though. It's like,
no, wow. She's cute.
And
she's
this is a mugshot, by
she's
the way.
Hispanic,
when I showed you, it was a mugshot. That's like the worst day of your life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she can clean up. Better than fucking...
I think better also, than El Chapo.
No, yeah. I'd fuck her over El Chapo.
Griselda.
Yeah, Griselda is what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think what makes her hot is apparently when she got arrested and shit, and they were like, not interviewing, what's the word I'm looking for? Interrogating her. She was like, I've never seen him do anything illegal in my life. Like, she was like a ride or die, like hardcore.
Die,
like,
she's a bad bitch. This chick's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
She's killing people.
Takes out the trash. What the fuck are people talking about?
She's killing people.
Dude.
Yeah, just a family man, you know. Yeah. Just
imagine dating a billionaire and still shopping at Ardennes.
El Chapo's shirt when he met Sean Penn is the best. If you go up,
sorry?
There, oh. Yeah.
That's a good shirt.
That's a nice shirt. I want one.
I like that.
And then
shirt.
Look at Sean Payne. He's like, I'm going to ruin this guy's life.
He looks kind of nervous, though.
Yeah, because he ruined his life. For real.
Yeah,
didn't he escape?
Probably ratted him out before, right? Because he looks nervous. That's a face you do when you're like,
if
the cops don't get him, I'm so dead.
Yeah.
And why would you rat him out? Like, I get that. He's a criminal, but, like, who is Sean Penn? Like, Sean Penn isn't CIA.
Yeah.
No, but because he made it public, he's going to go meet him, whatever, and then they went to him and they go, okay. You're going to go, but then you're going to give us, you're going to wear a wire, you're going to give us all this information.
I would have been like,
I'm out. Yeah, same thing.
I'm not going.
Like, should be the meme under Sean Penn, cancer, and then El Chapo, OJ.
That's funny. So, yeah, all this to say, okay. El Chapo, if you're a billionaire, you could get some hotties.
I think because, like, if you look at the stupid money that fucking what's his face was making in
Escobar,
Colombia, Escobar, it was uncountable amounts. Yeah. Like, that's how much money it was.
Yeah.
It was literally too much to count.
People love drugs.
Yeah, and it must be crazy when you have them. And in the old days, they were able to take all that money and just put it in a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can't anymore.
Mm.
So he just had probably like 904 billion
buried
in 20s.
Yeah, buried all
and
over the place.
Even tens and fives.
He had literal crates buried all over. They're still finding some. There's like legends of like, oh, because like there's billions and hundreds of billions. It's an insane amount of money.
All American bills.
Yeah, and right before they caught him, it was his daughter was sick.
Yeah, in the forest.
And to heat up the house, he would just burn stacks. He didn't give a fuck.
They were in the jungle and they were escaping or something?
No, this was at his house because he couldn't leave the house or anything. And they were like trying to run away. And he was literally, he burned through it, and they estimated, I forget what the number was, but it was a big number, like millions of dollars of just heat. Like, that's why he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, heat cost him a lot more that day.
But at the end of the day, you know, you're looking at it too, like, all that money, what does it give you, dude? If you're like on the run, gonna die, like that's where you see that money doesn't matter.
El Chapo's still alive though, right?
Yeah.
He's in the States now?
Die in jail or anything?
No.
I think he but escaped.
He always escaped once, this last time he didn't. Yeah.
They try to catch his son, and then they started killing people indiscriminately in Mexico. You saw that?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
They caught his son.
Okay.
While they're driving the son to the station, the cartel started shooting regular people.
Okay.
And they go, if you don't release him, we're killing everyone indiscriminately.
Wow. That's the
Did they release
threat,
I think they released him.
Oh, shit.
So
that's the ultimate threat. Holy fuck. That's
when when at the time of his death...
I don't know if the second time they did the same thing. They kept him, but the first time I remember that they released him.
Escobar was worth $30 billion, which is $70 billion in today's money with inflation. And he burnt the equivalent of $2 million in order to keep his daughter warm.
Yeah. $2 million just to like, oh, it's a little chilly here. You got some, and then it's just all in his walls and shit. Like, was it Blow? Remember that movie?
Yeah.
With Johnny Depp?
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's a true story. The guy who used to like be this mule in a plane. And they had so much money, they didn't know where to put it. They were like in the wall, stacks everywhere, just like it was getting ridiculous. You don't know what to do with that much physical cash. Like,
yeah,
it's all Bitcoin now. Mm. All Bitcoin, all the drug money is all
no,
Bitcoin.
But even Bitcoin now, I'm telling you, be careful because you saw as soon as Iran attacked Israel, Bitcoin fucking dropped.
Yeah, but I mean, just like in general, like Ethereum, all that stuff, like the crypto. That's how, like, ever since Silk Road, that's how people have been selling and buying drugs and guns and humans and dark web and fucking that shit. Now it's just crazier than...
Simon, you ever been on the dark web?
Never.
I like your answer. It was quick.
Never. I'm too racist to go on the dark web.
Why?
Because it's black. It's dark. I don't know if I'm just fucking...
I go dark mode on my Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram.
I'm always dark mode, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever allows
me. That's the dark web for me. Dark mode. It's just so you're not getting that bright white light.
Okay, okay. So like my dark. Twitter, I don't know if your Twitter is like white. Mine's black.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what mine is.
I have dark mode on everything.
Oh, shit.
You got a phone call the second you picked that up?
Yeah.
Is it
from, Jason? No, it's a 1-833, and I have a text. Oh, yeah, it is Jason. You're welcome.
That's crazy.
Hey. I got a fifth one. I got Jesus.
A little rain cloud emoji.
I'm with Jesus, and he says, you're welcome.
Yeah. But, Jesus a mix is a good fan.
Or, and he's like, quit talking shit about Rael. He wasn't lying.
That would be insane.
When you better make amends. Though,
I always used to think about that when I used to be like, I used to believe in God. Imagine you, like God exists, but you pick the wrong religion and you find out like in the lineup. Cause you definitely know even before.
Yeah.
Like just by the
feeling,
the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you know what we're just like, yeah, I know.
They're like, why are all the white people going back?
I realize now that it's Zeus. I get it.
Yeah. This is Zeus. But Greeks don't even think it's Zeus. Oh, I saw funny cause like comedy, Greek humor is always a bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, so you know how they have...
So is their skin and hair.
Yeah, you know how they have in Quebec, like... I think doing Quebec and North America in general, stories about, like, St. Peter, you get to the gates and he asks you questions.
Yeah.
So they're doing a sketch in Greek.
Oh.
It's so funny. It's because such a Greekster thing. St. Peter's at the gate and the guy is going in. He goes, my son, he goes, were you married? And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, for so many years. He goes, how many times did you share your wife? And he goes, 4. He's like... All right, you're forgiven. Get inside. Then the next guy behind him, he's going. He goes, were you married? He's like, yeah. How many times did you cheat on your wife? The guy's like, over 20. Same people's like, all right, you're forgiven. Get inside. The third guy goes. He's like, were you married? He's like, yes. How many times did you cheat on your wife? Never. He goes, all right, you're going to hell. And then the guy's like, what? Why? He goes, we forgive sins, not idiots. That's such a Greekster way of thinking. Fucking killed me. I like that kind of shit. That's a nice little, like, you know, out of nowhere.
Yep.
Kind of get.
Yeah, because like, you think you're going one way. But those St. Peter jokes are always the best, eh? That like, the street joke, the street St. Peter jokes are always, that's like the old Johnny, the Johnny joke
all,
or whatever.
All of the little Norm MacDonald jokes.
Yeah.
Fuck, Norm MacDonald. I saw good tweets about when OJ died.
Yeah, it was all, it was all Norm again.
The 11-minute compilation.
Were like, just let him. If there's a God, let him come back for one day just to make a joke about this.
Yeah.
So good.
Because it is, we should talk about that, though. We skipped it last time.
OJ.
Yeah.
Fell victim.
Oh, yeah, to the cancer.
To the cancer.
Who's the one comedian who was talking about that, and they were like, he's like, oh, my heart, was it Norm? When he's like, my heart goes out to him. When he got cancer, and Norm was live, and he's like, hey, my heart goes out to him. Everybody was like, you know, like, what the fuck, man? And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm not a fan of the, you know, the murder, the triple murder, whatever. he's like, but I'm also not a fan of cancer. Like, you know, I'm like, he's just trying to make sense. He's like, and yeah, I don't want him to have cancer.
If it was Norm, it's even since Norm had cancer. Yeah. So it's weird having Norm... tell another guy with cancer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's like, my heart goes out to him. Like, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It was weird. I saw that OJ's kids
I didn't even know.
Like him. Tweeted out the picture, and they were like, "This was our dad's last picture. He died peacefully." And I was like, "How? Like that's fucking weird. Like if my dad killed my mom, I'd be on my mom's side. Like I wouldn't be like, okay, I got one parent left, so might as well pick him."
Unless he was like shitting in a bidet because he was all like, and you're like, "There you go." Like, here you go, this is OJ. You know, this is the guy who killed my mom.
Yeah. Well, then again, the kids can't, because he just said, yeah, I didn't kill him. It's a mystery who killed him. So the kids 100% don't believe that.
And shitting in a bidet isn't that bad, because that's what I do.
No, not a bidet. Okay. Not a bidet.
You mean like a bedpan.
Bedpan, yeah.
Because I was like,
wait, you're not supposed to shit in bidets?
Shitting in the sink.
I thought one was for pee and one was for poo. That was my bad.
Yeah, his kids probably think he's innocent. Yeah. It's his kids, right?
How stupid are they?
Yeah, they probably haven't looked into
it. I saw a woman.
I think they know what's coming to them if they investigate it any further.
I saw, that's exactly, they're exactly like a mom that their son that loves to dance and he loves fashion. Yeah. Why isn't Alan married?
You know? Exactly.
They know.
Yeah, it smells like skunk every time you go outside. What is that? Is there a skunk around here?
Hey, it's one of those, Everyone calls him a gay retard online. I don't think they believe, because they're kids. They're his kids. He probably indoctrinated them their whole life.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing.
I saw a thing online this week. There was one of the jurors that they had an interview with her, and they asked, was it because of Rodney King that you voted they were like, do you think it's because of Rodney King that people voted to free OJ?
Right.
She was like, yeah. And then the question was, what percentage of the jury you think? She was like, probably like 90. Oh. And he was like, was that your reason? She was like, yeah, definitely. Wow. So everyone, like, she was admitting that she knew that he was guilty.
Yeah.
But she was like, fuck the goddamn police system. Fuck the
insane. Rodney King took a beating so that OJ could
triple homicide his wife and then kill her. Yeah, it was double homicide. Who was the third one?
I thought it was the waiter that was banging
her. Yeah, it was
the
waiter and her.
Oh, there was no staff. There was no one there at the house.
No.
So it was double homicide.
Yeah. Double homicide. Still wild. It's still wild that like motive was there, weapon was there. He evaded police.
They found a glove.
They found a glove. But then
there's a video of him out running the police. He's just there's a high speed.
Literally, and the smoking gun is the glove doesn't fit.
The whole thing, the glove doesn't fit. But you have images of him on Monday Night Football wearing the glove,
dude. It's
stupid. Oh my god, it's so stupid.
It's insane. He would never. He was the last person to get away with some shit
and
like that.
Apparently, DNA like evidence. Evolved like the way of reading DNA evidence evolved like 2 years after OJ. So if he did this like 3 years later, he was fucked.
Is it true what they say that if you go to court for something and you win or
you can't go back
for the same
thing? For the same thing, you can't go back for the same thing.
That's insane.
Wait, what?
Double
what?
Jeopardy, right?
Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
So it's like a video game.
If you go to court, let's say you kill your brother. And you go to court and you're found not guilty. And then they find proof that you did kill your brother. You were found not guilty.
No way!
So, even crazier
you
example.
If you kill someone else, you'll go to court. But for the exact same crime of killing your brother,
it's
you
a one so,
it's done. So one and done.
So here's the thing. Your brother can frame you for his murder. You can go to jail. You can get out of jail, find him, and murder him, and turn yourself in, and you're not going to jail.
Because you were
That's true.
Yeah.
What?
Because you already are done with the...
Because you're already guilty of his murder, even though he wasn't dead.
Such a good movie. Right? Like, imagine how scared you must be.
Yeah.
If you frame someone, they go to jail, and then they get out, and you're like...
You can kill me with no consequence.
I'm gonna die.
I have a carte blanche. I can absolutely... kill this person and but turn myself in and be like, here's the body. And they're like, yeah, you're free to go.
I guess if you do frame someone
this is
someone
only in the USA,
murder,
right?
If you frame someone from...
I know it is in the US.
Yeah,
I don't,
it's probably
Canada's
not
communist.
Here.
Double
yeah.
jeopardy?
Canada, you go to
double
jail jeopardy. Here if you did nothing.
Here that we have Santa Claus that judges us.
We have dudes in fucking robes
gay
and
Santa Claus.
And powdered wigs.
There's a movie about it.
Double
Jeopardy?
Yeah,
there's a movie
Double Jeopardy is a
movie,
yeah.
Double Jeopardy. I think with Sandra Bullock, right?
It was a good
Sandra Bullock or
Charlie Sheen or Martin Sheen or something.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Who's the chick in the movie?
Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd. She was big in the time.
Yeah.
Dude, 90s movies were the best.
Yeah.
Nice Moves is the fucking best, dude.
No, but what's the law called? There's a name.
Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
It's not a law. It just prevents you from being tried for the same thing twice. It's
It's more so that people don't abuse it, so you don't get sent to court twice for the same shit.
Oh, and here, the proof that we don't have it. I went to the Supreme Court. I won. And then a week later, I got a letter saying,
oh,
go back to court.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was
what?
Okay.
You won at the Supreme Court level, and they're still like, it's not over yet, Snake.
Is that just like they're for the same thing, or is that an appeal?
No, they because you can't appeal.
You can't appeal once it's regular.
The Canadian,
but now they just changed the...
The reasoning?
Yeah.
The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms includes provisions such as Section 11H prohibiting double jeopardy. But does that mean
they prohibit?
Yeah, you can't have double.
So you could sue the same person for the same reason.
Are we sure that's what it means?
But that's what I'm wondering. However, the prohibition only applies after an accused person has been finally convicted.
Oh no! So you can.
Yeah, you have double jeopardy.
You
here
have
too.
Double. Yeah, we have it here too.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So double jeopardy doesn't mean what we think it means. Double jeopardy.
The trial has to be done.
Yeah.
So it has to be completely done.
No, double jeopardy is you being in trouble twice. So that's
for
why
the
it's
same,
prohibited.
For the exact same
yeah, it's
thing.
Prohibited double jeopardy, so you can't be in trouble
I
twice.
I wonder though if you can do okay. So you're found not guilty for murder, and then we'll try you again for manslaughter.
That's right.
It's not.
It's
not the same thing.
So
or murder first degree, murder second degree. Even I would argue.
You could do that. Yeah.
Any person charged with an offense has the right, if finally acquitted of that offense, not be tried for it again. So we do have it.
Yeah. Mm. So that's it. Yeah, you could, if somebody fake murders themselves.
But no, this country, I'll tell you how I know that this country
doesn't
matter.
Canada would change the law.
Yeah, because that's what they do here. They bend the rules because it's fucking
absolutely,
communists. And we know this because Mike fought for 10 years for the joke, right? Mm-hmm. And not just that they went after Mike again right after, but also you were talking about the danger cats. They're getting sued over jokes.
I don't know if they're getting sued, but they're definitely dealing with this. Like with the new law coming out, we're definitely all dealing with this. Like
we're all going to get fucked.
There is like a whistleblower's reward now where that's coming into play.
That's crazy.
Where you're going to be given money if it goes through and if
wins.
The complaint is actually successful, you'll be given like a finder's fee.
You know what we should do if
telling ourselves
this gets more popular, just like tell on people that are like the cleanest comics ever. Like just go whoever.
But it won't stick. That's the thing. It won't.
Yeah, but we'll just fucking
break the system.
Yeah, break this system.
Because all it takes is one up there in the government that doesn't like what
comedy,
you're doing. That's it. It's not even about laws, really. It's about,
crazy.
This guy gets a pass, this guy doesn't get a
pass.
Whoever
and whoever does, like, kind of dirty comedy or dark comedy, there's always going to be people that don't like you.
Yeah. They're called retards.
Yeah. Right?
And there we go. I'm going to jail.
the downfall of Pantelis. No, they just play this clip.
He's been saying gay retard for 40 minutes.
This is a record, even for him.
So fucking stupid. I can't believe we're doing this.
It's crazy, man. We talk about this a lot. We sound like broken records, but it's like, fuck, Canada used to be a great place.
Yeah.
Canada can still be a great place. It just sucks, and America knows that too. America's like, we like Canada, but like right now you guys suck.
Yeah. I've become a separatist because of that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Like now, for real, if there was an election for Quebec to separate, I'd vote yes for sure.
Me too. Well,
that's and one of the biggest reasons would just be to get away from all of the Canadian
all this
bullshit.
Crazy shit they're doing.
And in the old days, I was like, I was super, super Canadian.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is it all just Canada? There's nothing in Quebec like that, too?
They're really worse in Canada.
They're worse
in Canada. Yeah.
More, a million
way more
times.
Liberal.
Quebec is
woke, like a middle state. Like
okay.
Not like a... They're not It's not like a red state or a blue state, but kind of like a
purple.
Yeah, like not Florida, but
no, okay, something more like
bisexual,
not crazy
Philadelphia. You know, out there, Boston.
Boston.
We're Boston woke.
We're racist woke.
Got it. We want equal rights, but sit over there, Darkie.
We want equal rights for everyone except the fucking facts.
We gave you a village.
We're like one thing at a time. We just deal with one thing at a time right now.
Yeah, the only problem with Quebec separating now is that they still don't have an actual economic plan. It's all theory. So we might, if they do, we might go to a second world like this.
And it's not the actual landmass of Quebec that would separate. It would be like a small strip.
That we don't know yet. We don't know how that. That's just.
Well, no,
that,
no. But
we can decide.
No, it's like, no, we can't because it's been made. Like, no, it was a deal with Canada. No, no. Yeah.
John, that's what Chrétien had said to threaten people during the. When they were talking after the second referendum.
Oh.
It was a fear tactic. We're not going to go through the British Act of North America because no one is. First of all, we're not even supposed to consider
like
the
if Quebec separated, they wouldn't go. Okay, we separate.
We only have Montreal.
But okay, we take the good parts. Oh, okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Quebec as long as like, we separate. You,
No, I understand. But wouldn't that create like a war? Wouldn't that like cause war or whatever?
Well, what do you want me to tell you? That's what who's going to go to war?
It's going to be two countries that don't have an actual army.
With equipment that doesn't work anymore.
Exactly.
And, like, we literally spend billions of dollars, like the Canadian government, on vehicles that don't work.
Yeah, we dumb.
Because we're like, we can save money on these vehicles and then just rebuild them because we have all like the things and we're like no it's going to take forever and we have no vehicles like we have a lot of vehicles not a lot of them are operational.
It is very embarrassing.
What
you know what Canada's defense strategy has been for years?
What?
Don't worry, bro. The Americans will protect us.
That was for real.
That is arguably the best defense strategy.
Not when you keep pissing off the Americans, though.
Yeah, but we're very lucky to live right next to them.
Oh, super lucky.
And even if we do piss them off, we can go, look, if there's a nuclear attack, Montreal, New York is fucked.
Yeah.
So we're lucky close to the big cities. Like, if we were close to, like, Minnesota... Like Winnipeg, I don't think America cares about Winnipeg.
We're also surprisingly close to China and Russia.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you go up through Alaska.
Well, politically, our leader is very close to China.
We're very, like Russians could walk over into Alaska, right? And so that's why they have Alaska. But we're also kind of that middle ground of like what's going on over there.
Hey, brother, what are you doing out there?
If they take over Alaska... America has until Canada react, right? So it's kind of nice. They're like, well, Alaska's down. We all knew that was going to happen. Now they got about 30 days. They're going to run through fucking Canada to get our shit straight.
They're going to kill all those heroin addicts in Vancouver. Yeah.
Then they got Mexico down there. They got good buffer zones where they're you know, they'll just take the blunt of it and we'll be a...
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, we're not so much America's hat as they're our pants. You know. Yeah.
That's well said.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
We're America's attic. Yeah. Like they're the house and we're your dad.
Seriously.
We're inflatable furniture.
We're more like the weather vane.
Yeah.
Honestly. Not even like the attic. We're like kind of like the weather vane, you know, the rooster that points in what direction the wind's blowing. That's kind of what we're doing up here.
Alberta wants
we're
to separate.
We're not keeping anyone safe.
Yeah. Alberta's tired of this shit.
I've always thought, though, that Alberta was going to separate before Quebec.
Because they have money.
Yeah. Because
They do have money.
They have money. They have oil.
But they're landlocked.
And doesn't BC
have money? That's the problem. Alberta's fucked because they're landlocked. Yeah. Us, we would literally dominate all the trade going to Canada.
But BC should. Like, I mean, that's either going to be American or Chinese the next 20 years, right?
Well, let's agree. Now it's Chinese.
No, but I mean, it will eventually because business, just the way it is. Like, look at all the West Coast, by the way. If you want to talk, like, what's Chinese, all the West Coast, right, is very heavily because that's, you know, where that entrance port is.
That's what happens to every country. If you look at the history of the world, things change.
Yeah. If Quebec separates, America becomes 19 countries. The year after.
Yeah.
Right.
Because everyone in California will be like, oh, fuck, we could leave.
We can
or
do that.
Texas. Like, Texas and California
Texas doesn't
are
going
to be the first first two to leave.
California, didn't they want to do it, too? They were like...
Yeah. They're like, dude, why would we want to be broke in the best country in the world? We want to be broke alone.
I mean, we'd have our own money, dude. What would that look like? A little fleur-de-lis coins.
Unless if Alberta's...
The only thing, like, if Texas, since there's no... Like, there's no tax, right? Income tax? Is it no?
No,
there's no state
income tax.
So then they'll have to put put in a federal tax. So it'll be the same.
They don't
same.
Have to. It just depends on how you run your... Because what they do have is they have sales tax. They have property taxes. So there are... people think there's no tax. No, there is tax because the government needs to function. Mm. The thing is...
Commercial taxes.
Yes. The thing is they don't tax you directly on your wages. Not like here, where here you get taxed on your wages. Those same wages that are taxed, if you go buy something, you pay tax again.
That's criminal.
Here it's criminal. Yeah. Here it's insane. So then they're like, no, we need people to make money.
Tax people on their spending. You... I actually get to tax criminals and people that fucking lie on their income tax report.
But if we separate, we're getting another tax. We know that, right?
Oh, that's the other problem.
We're going to get separation tax.
Quebec became very socialist, too, so you never know. It might become a communist hellscape. You never know.
They'll make Mike the Minister of Laughs.
Laugh now, Mike. I might be able... I don't know if you saw, they came out with the list of the
most
100
influential people.
Most influential people
in Quebec. I saw a tweet,
And I'm like...
He's high up there.
Where is he? How high
up? In the media, I'm number 11.
Oh,
wow. Which is insane.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
But it makes sense.
God
damn. No, it doesn't at all. It
100% makes sense. How do you not see it?
I'm on fucking YouTube.
That's
and
crazy.
My black isn't even fucking gold. I don't know whatever shitty
That's
color
sick.
It is. I have the shittiest color YouTube plaque.
No, but it's the thing. It's like you have
influence.
You've always had a finger on the pulse as a comic, as a person, as just somebody who can observe things.
The people's voice.
Yeah, 100%. But better than the people's voice. People suck at voicing. he voices it himself, but it's just what everybody needs to hear all the time. And that's just so fucking refreshing. And I'm so glad Quebec has that, because if Quebec didn't have that, and that's why you're influential, what the fuck would this place
they
be?
They would just all be watching Radio Canada.
It wouldn't be fun. There wouldn't be no fun here if it wasn't for guys like that. Like, I just think it's very important.
It would just be reruns of Justin Trudeau on Drag Race.
Knowing, like, you're a dude who works, whatever, knowing that one guy who's in the limelight,
he's like, fuck the system,
who's like me, dude, that is like the best thing. That's the best feeling.
You know what? I don't believe that I deserve to be on that list.
Yeah.
But when I did Tout le monde en parle, Justin Trudeau was there. And since I was on after him, he left. And every other time he did it, he stayed for the whole show. But since I was there, he was like, I can't be in the same room with this guy. Because I'm going to say one thing, and he's gonna fuck me.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to... You would have destroyed him.
Yeah.
You're like, shut up, stupid.
That's 100% his PR person was like, yeah.
I'd planned a joke, and I did the joke.
Bro, if you stay here, Quebec separating tomorrow.
I planned a joke, and I did it even though he wasn't there, but I wanted... Because I knew that Guy Lepage was going to be like, how do you get along with Justin? I was going to be, that's Justin? I didn't recognize him with the black face, which would have fucking, like, killed him.
That would have been so sick. Yeah.
That would have been amazing. That would have been the highlight of my year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like, people are so insensitive. They keep calling his makeup Indian. He was actually Sri Lankan, all right? Yeah, so you guys need to, like, fucking get with it.
Yeah.
Oh, this fucking goofball. He came out 2 weeks ago and goes, we may have overdone it with immigration. We may have allowed too many immigrants. And
did he say that?
Yeah, and people are like, what do you mean we? I've been warning you for years, you fucking asshole. What are you talking about?
I love that it's a problem.
We may have overdone it. What? Now it's we?
Yeah. When their prime minister dresses like another race, like that seems like a safe place to go to for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, we can go there.
Yeah. Clearly. Except there's not enough houses. We don't have enough jobs. Our economy doesn't make any sense.
Their leader is like us. We can go there now.
That's so funny.
He's one of us now.
That's why no one takes us serious, dude. And that's why I don't get offended.
They're probably like, I think we've conquered them.
Yeah.
I think we secretly conquered them because he's dressing
like our culture is infiltrated. Clearly, we're successful as a country. We should move to Canada.
Because everyone, like in the States, I have comedian friends that are making fun of me, and making fun of us, Canada in general. I don't get offended at all. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing the same thing. You're correct.
Yeah.
We've turned into a joke.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but jokes are funny.
Yeah.
So.
I mean. You know, people are suffering, though. This country's gone to shit.
It is, yeah. A lot of homelessness, dude. Homelessness has gone way through. But that, I think, is across the board. I think there is a little bit to do with just everything.
No, I will say something.
But housing market, obviously, here is a fucking nightmare.
Because I'm at fucking Le National every day.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this in my time. So the village was always a little fucked up, right? Yeah. Bro, it looks like Vancouver.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was saying this to him. I felt like I was... you ever feel like you're high? So I stepped outside. Yeah. I was just in front of Nacional. No, I stepped in front of Nacional, and it was like a GTA. You know, in GTA, when you just sit on a street and watch. So I'm in front of Nacional. There's a metro in front of Nacional. I guess crackheads collapsed or whatever, and I'm watching this. They're shirtless on the street, on the sidewalk. Cop car pulls up. Cop car gets out, picks them up, whatever, throws them, does whatever to clean up.
Puts the knee on the neck.
2 minutes later, trash can on fire. Woo, come, take out the thing. Then 2 minutes later, ambulance shows up. Another crackhead OD'd inside taking him. And this is like in 12 minutes, I'm seeing all this like it's a video game. Like it's...
Mm-hmm. And I'm like... You must be at the spot where the game restarts, though.
Yeah. It's just right at the metro. It's
you're
the metro.
In spawn? Okay. You're in spawn, dude?
It's at the metro, yeah. That's the spawn point is the metro. So I'm watching this and I go, this can't be real life. Like it's not like it's one insane. Incident. Yeah. It's just every couple of minutes. And you see the cops. They look frustrated.
Remember, like you never used to see... Like you'd see crackheads or you'd see like you knew that someone was doing heroin, but I've seen like in the last month, three people like the actual needle. The other day I was showing up at Club Soda and then I go to get out of my car and there's a guy with a needle in his arm and I'm like, fuck, do I get out? Because is he going to freak out and try to...
No, they don't care.
And then he was like, but he was super polite. He was like, oh, sorry. Hey, Mike Ward. Like,
fuck out of here, bro.
No way.
And I'm like, hey. Trying to fucking shake his hand.
You want some?
Yeah. Mike, you want to get high? I still got some left. Get the air bubbles out.
And I finally saw the thing. I saw a homeless crackhead sucking the dick of another homeless crackhead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you could see it if you want right now, too. It's I know exactly where they hang out. There's two streets where...
A guy and a girl?
No, two dudes.
Two gay guys or
that I can't say.
Imagine if you're not a gay guy and you're sucking a dick and then the guy comes in your mouth and you're like, give me money. And he's like, I don't have any money.
Negotiator. Yeah, you want heroin. I just wanted cock. Dude, I see it all the time. It's insane. There's these two streets right after Nacional. One goes down, one goes up. Cock. Where I look for parking, and there's these lanes, bro. Jesus Christ. So it's like a cartoon. One of them, there's a big recycling bin, the blue one, and it's a guy like would pop out like Oscar the Grouch. He was just there. Holding court, talking to other
he's
like homeless
in
people.
The recycling
he's
bin?
In the thing, like Oscar the Grouch, popping out, talking to him. You understand what goes on over there? And then you walk in two steps, you look to the left. Look at this is night right after when I had the three show nights. Just I'm looking, just one guy sucking another guy's dick. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I've never seen this much action at once on a daily basis in the city ever. I grew up in the city, never in my life.
Just keeping them warm.
It's a next level.
You think that's what that is?
You can rub it fast and keep it warm.
It's the next level. I've never witnessed this. I've only seen this in videos of Vancouver. I saw similar shit, but in LA 10 years ago, like, what's it called?
Skid Row.
Skid Row. Yeah. And also right around the Staples Center, like people with shopping carts.
Homeless is everywhere.
But never in Montreal to this level. Dudes sucking each other's dicks, doing heroin in the street, not caring. Yeah.
You know what
must
suck?
Imagine how bad it must be. Sorry.
Because I'm seeing this.
Imagine how bad it must be in LA right now.
Oh,
fuck. Like or San Diego.
Yeah.
Vancouver is fucked like right now. Yeah. It's so crazy. When I
and
there,
it was fucked 10 years ago.
Yeah, dude. And it's like literally like 3 kilometers of just zombies, Jesus. Dude. Daywalking zombies. It's insane. And like contorted people just like all over the place sleeping while standing. It's just like... Oh, it's the wildest thing to watch.
What I'm talking about, they took over. They're everywhere, and everyone knows. Yeah. Like, I make the joke about
businesses
it, and the staff
are all shut
laughs.
Down,
like,
all
they all know.
It fucks your business. Yeah. It obviously fucks the housing market. Like, we're not doing ourselves any favor from ignoring these people. That's the whole thing. It's like if you want to look at numbers,
we have to help them.
Let's look at numbers, okay? Let's look at numbers then. If you don't help them, it's costing us more money in terms of no one's going to want to live here. No businesses are going to want to support
damage.
Your city's
essential on fire.
Damage, all right. So like take all that money that you were going to lose, invest it into some type of housing market, some type of like just all
rehabilitation,
the things. Clean places for them to do needles or whatever. Like all these different places, invest there, and then you'll end up saving money. But right now we're all too pussy and. They're only going to be prime minister or what leader for so long. So they don't really care what happens. Yeah. They don't give a shit.
And they don't care about homeless people.
No, they don't.
Because homeless people don't vote.
Yeah.
And most people don't think long term. So they're like, I just don't want them in front of my house.
Yeah.
So if they're not, so most people go, if I'm sick of homeless people, instead of fixing the problem, they go, I'll move to the suburbs.
Yeah.
And now there are homeless people in the suburbs.
If the government's not going to go around shooting them in the head, then they need to start helping.
Then I will.
Yeah. Because otherwise, okay. This is cost. Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. All right. No, but like that's the whole thing. It's like, yeah, okay, if you're gonna go by with a fucking with a fucking flamethrower and just get rid of the problem, like you would with vermin or something, then all right, do that. But you're not doing that, are you? No. So you're losing money. So help them.
Yeah.
That's if you want to look at money, like you know what I mean. Like they're all thinking about money. Well, this is the only way you can save money.
I also saw a guy who's just about to be homeless. I saw him. He was wearing trans flags everywhere. A trans flag as a cape, a trans flag as a bandana, and then like a trans flag around him, running around, and then falling in front of the metro. And I was like, this guy either just became homeless or he's gonna be a trans homeless guy in a day.
It's crazy. Done.
Yeah, I saw a lot of crazy shit over there, bro. It's just a fucking shitty neighborhood.
Not even creating content.
Was just he being dressed like that? Up like as a woman or not even? He was like, I'm trans. Give me a flag.
Yeah, he just had the trans flags everywhere. And then he just collapsed.
Fuck.
Fucking transmutant.
Yeah, so, sorry, we cut
you
off.
Just going to say, imagine, like, you're that crackhead sucking dick, and then you come clean, like, after, like, I don't know, like, 10 years, and you have to live with that memory, how much that must suck.
That you suck dick for free.
You've got the best story, though, at the AA meeting.
Yeah.
That's
people are like, I lost my job, and you're like, I fucking sucked something that smelled like fish.
I got fucked in the ass beside a trash can.
Speaking of jobs, I got a story.
This is what surprised me because it's so I saw the dick sucking thing, and I couldn't see, but I couldn't fully tell, but I think a dude was fucking another dude in the ass, and I was like, yo, what surprises me?
It smelled like shit.
No, it's because I was walking fast. But is the energy? I would assume they don't have the energy to have erections and fuck because of the drugs.
They fuck like crazy.
But they fuck like they're always fucking in the trash cans.
And
they're like raccoons, bro. They're just fucking in the trash cans.
Like with my girlfriend, if I took a shower in the morning, and then she wants to suck my dick at night, I go take a bath first, or wash up quick.
Yeah.
So imagine
you got to give her some heroin. She won't mind
sucking. Because like if like a homeless person, you'd think it'd be just a hand job.
No, they're sucking again.
Like just the nose on the other side.
Yeah, the wild thing is like you got to suck a while before you get to that first layer of film.
Yeah, and then
fuck.
You got to make your way through the layers, dude. It's like archaeology.
I got a job to do.
Yeah, it's like those lollipops that change colors before you go. It's like their dick. You got to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll.
You're just sucking old cheese.
And then the delicious center.
Oh, that's like
dick. Imagine the good part tastes like dick.
Just tastes like dick. You got to get to the.
Can't wait to get to the dick. Now I'm chasing the
only
sweat.
Three more minutes of this, and I can get through the first layer.
Two more minutes of raccoon asshole, and then I get to the dick.
Dude. I'm starting to feel skin on my lips.
Now, what's nuts also is there's houses there. There's like these duplexes, like there's these houses,
and they're probably selling for $800,000.
But also, I saw women with like baby strollers and all that, and they're strolling next to crackheads who are sitting on their steps, and they're like, move, and then the crackhead has to move, and there's a baby in the thing, and I'm like, how the fuck do you raise children in this situation?
That's insane.
That's
the saddest.
But thank God, though. Let's be honest, bro. Let's give credit where credit is due. Thank God, the mayor is building these fucking bike lanes.
Yes.
She's tackling the real issues.
Mm-hmm. But but seeing kids in that situation is always fucked up. But then you're also like, imagine the amount of drugs you can get for that kid. You know what I mean? If you were there, you can get a lot
like
of
if
drugs.
The kid's sick.
Oh, dude, you get a fucking crazy fix that day. That's all I'm saying. That's a good bargaining chip. If you're there, you're like, at least I got this. Everything else is gone.
But I'm going to give my kid
my last thing.
I don't think they share, though.
No.
No, you got to find the dealers.
They're very greedy.
I haven't seen what I assume to be a dealer yet, but I keep my eye open just to see what they look like because I have an assumption that it's like just younger, like gangsters, you know, whatever, like street drug dealers that go in like, fucking crack it, take this, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm always observing because I want to catch one just to see what they look like because I hope it's not just inter-trading. It's impossible. They can't organize. They're sucking each other's dicks in the lane. They're not. They can't sell drugs.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're not organized.
Yeah, no,
they need to form a union. If they did, though, if there was an uprising, dude, which there might be one day, but like where there's like, zombies? Hey, we're just gonna start shitting everywhere. Where you
they're
guys
doing that
shop.
Already?
Yeah, but like coordinate it and just be like, we're gonna do they a coordinated shitting day anything, and coming day. We're just gonna come and shit everywhere and piss everywhere. Yeah.
Dude, there's the guy in the metro. The famous there's that famous broadcaster. His daughter got punched in the face in the metro.
Oh
last
yeah,
week.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Alex Champagne.
Yeah,
it's his father.
No. Okay. Alex Champagne's father got punched, okay. But then there's a broadcaster.
Oh,
his daughter got attacked in the metro,
really?
And he was on the radio. They told him, and then he's like, "What the fuck?" And then he talked about it. He goes, "This fucking city."
Oh yeah, yeah, Martino. Oh yeah, that's
yeah.
Sure.
But what did she say though? Huh? What did she say to that guy?
The N-word.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
She was being reasonable,
justified.
No. Apparently, it was just a random crime.
That's true.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're just the metro. Apparently, is nuts now.
It's always been a little nuts.
It's been nuts, but never like I didn't when I was young.
You're used to it though. I'm not used to riding metro. Very like I never live in the city.
I'm a city boy.
I never live in the city. I've taken the metro probably 4 times in my life.
Oh, that's
and so when I go in the metro, I'm like, I have a weapon on me? Like, yeah. should I get ready to kill someone? Is that what's happening?
I've seen a dude jerking off right next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was just in his own home after a bar.
No, it was
so, like,
it was in the
crazy.
Metro, but I was fucking horny, bro.
I remember, dude. I was like out of it after.
Did
like,
you
I,
get out of, like at the next stop or you?
No,
just
no. I
waited?
Changed. I changed carts.
Okay,
I need to get a better view
to get closer up.
No. Okay. He was like, you know the metro at the end. There's like the orange wall.
Well, no, now we haven't been in the metro too long. They're not even orange anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But I had worked like a 12-hour shift, and I had school at the same time or whatever. And then
you were still hot enough for him to jerk off.
was he jerking to you or just in general?
No, just in general. I had fallen. I fell asleep, and in front of me was the wall, and he had.
Was your mouth open?
No. Oh, shit. No, don't. Oh, shit. And I fell asleep. Like, I'm kind of like half asleep, and I see a dude like from the corner of my eye to my right. Like, I was leaning on the glass, and he's like shaking. And, like, there was a school bag right next to him, and he was shaking. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And then I turn around, and he was like this, like, looking around and shit to see, to make sure nobody catches him. He was literally just fucking jacking
it.
I was like,
how funny do you get alone in the metro?
And that's I was like, because I had heard stories
his
like that.
His stop was probably far away, though. He's like, I can't hold it.
He was gooning the whole way. But, I mean, they got out of the same stop because he had to follow him to the ATM after. He didn't have any money on him. He was all out.
I was like, God damn. I was like, what? So this actually, because people had told me stories about
happen.
This.
Yeah, all that stuff happened.
I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, there was a public masturbator once when I, 10 years ago. It was when I was 2013 around at Concordia at the library.
Yeah, the ninja masturbator or something. He was like wrapped up in
I made a joke
the
about
the ninja masturbator.
No, yeah, that's what they called him.
His face was, I think it was just a Muslim guy, but he would just go and just jerk off. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And then run.
He was in the newspaper and they had caught him a picture of
people and on books and then run off.
Oh, hit and run?
Yeah, Concordia. Yeah, remember
drive
this.
By, dude? That's crazy.
I'm so happy I don't have that. That isn't my thing.
That's your thing? Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder, though, maybe, like, it might be, and you only find out if you try it.
No, there's no
like
way.
If you're
no,
like,
you
that's
would, no.
crazy, and then you're like, I've never been alive.
Yeah.
This is the best.
Oh, yeah, dude. It is
no,
the best.
I feel like you would know by now. It's impossible. That's too much of an impulse.
I feel like that would be me, maybe, it would happen to me as a teenager more. When I was just fucking horny all the time, had a boner in class. Like, that's where I would be like, I'm going to go find a bush and jerk off because, like, this raging hard-on is hurting me right
now. I'm still
like,
horny all the time, but I'm not jerking off in public.
Yeah.
I remember I used to, on the bus rides, I'd get hard, and, like, I would have a messenger bag just to hide my erection because I was embarrassed.
Okay.
Like to whip it out.
A messenger bag.
Messenger bag. And the message was, I've got an erection.
So he's like, I take the messenger bag. You cut a little hole in the bottom of the messenger bag.
Not because you know the bus is
right.
Fuck your messenger bag.
Not erection under this.
Not because you know the bus is vibrating, right? And you know your balls are resting on the seat, right? So it would vibrate.
How low were your balls?
I have
you were
low,
a little kid.
I have low hanging
balls.
When
I was,
oh, no, I was a grown
balls
man.
Were, like,
he had old man balls.
Oh no, I was like 19.
Okay,
yeah, 19.
Your balls.
19. Your balls.
No. I always had really like
long balls.
I have like
your fucking long balls.
Yeah, dude. I have old man balls.
You must be afraid. The like when you're gonna be 70, dude, you're gonna take a shit and your balls are gonna. You have to get up quick.
Your knees gonna hit them when you walk.
Yo, 100%.
Oh, but I have to be careful when I sit. Sometimes if I sit
you
the wrong way,
balls.
I sit on my balls and
my
it
balls
hurts.
Aren't that long. I can't sit on my balls.
God damn, yeah. And even when
I
sit, like
balls.
If
that's
I
crazy,
if I close my legs together, I'm chilling like sideways.
It's a problem.
I have to lift my balls and close my legs. Otherwise, I can't. Yeah.
So you lift your balls before you sit
If I sit
down?
Sideways, yeah.
How do you sit sideways?
No, like, you know, when you, if you lay down sideways, like on the couch. Like,
if you're about to take it in the ass.
No, like a mermaid, you know?
Your balls out of the way. You don't want to accidentally knock your balls. That'll hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah.
His balls are so long, front. He measures them from the ground.
But it's been a problem all my life. The amount of times I sat on my...
From the ground.
The worst is when my balls finally drop.
I wonder if he long balls measures his dick from the balls. So he's like, my dick is like 6 inches. But you measure from the balls, 19. It's quite long.
But long balls are a problem because you have to second guess every seat you take. And him, he plops.
God damn.
Yeah.
This guy must have crushed his nuts repeatedly.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers. And
you
I wear tight.
Yeah, briefs. You've got big balls. Dude,
No.
It's like having a grocery bag with a giant hole in it. Like, there's no point in having boxers.
I think he has boxer briefs. So they just go long on the side.
That's
so
it. I'm a boxer brief guy.
Yes, they're tight because they hold my balls
boxer
in place.
Briefs.
Yeah. So the worst was when I was...
Boxers. That's probably why your balls are long if you're wearing boxers.
When I was a teenager...
And holding back.
When my balls finally came in, you hit puberty or whatever, sitting had gotten weird for me because I would just plop and I would so many times it happened at first. Fucking people would look at me like, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "Don't worry about it." You know, I couldn't tell them I sat on my balls.
I sat on my balls, right, guys?
You're like, there's gonna be a lot of blood in my urine, but don't worry about it.
Don't you guys sit on your balls?
You know, sometimes you sit on your balls, you sit on your buddy's balls. You got balls sitting, dogs.
You know when you're laying down on your side and your balls go under your body? Like, that's insane.
I can't wait for you to start doing stand-up again to hear your bits about... Remember when you're 14 and your balls are hanging down to your knees and you fucking plop down and it hurts?
Remember when you got your balls stuck in your asshole? You guys remember that? When you sit on your balls and they go in your asshole?
You ever use your balls to defend yourself against a mugger? you're Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
So do John your balls, Schmidt. Like, since they hang, do they hang separately? Or is it like two balls in one sock? Is it two?
No, it's basically because they're really big, and I guess I kind of push them. You know, because I'm fat also. One hangs higher and one hangs lower.
Oh, okay.
So they've
kind of pushed. Wait,
it's
what?
True.
You have cancer now, I think. You should go check out. You might have cancer.
You just described cancer.
Yeah, I think that's cancer.
How long have they been like that?
No, go fuck yourself.
I don't know. How long have they been like that? I thought if you had one ball that was cancer.
Oh, fuck.
You should go check. He's like, anyways, so one ball's this big and one ball's this big.
I have a really big ball.
Just one of them is huge.
Oh, okay. No. This is perfectly normal. Nothing to worry about. The testicle on either side may be slightly larger or hang lower, but be sure to tell. Okay. No, it's not.
Yeah, be sure to tell your doctor.
It's said to tell a parent.
Because normally you discover this when you're young. You're not fucking 42 and you're like, yeah, my whole life I haven't told anyone.
No, but I don't have pain. You have to have pain. It just said you have to have pain.
It hurts when you sit.
No, if I sit on my balls.
Yeah, but
balls are fragile. Hold on. You guys are trying to mind fuck me now.
Everyone sits on the balls. And it doesn't hurt.
I'm sitting right now. My balls don't hurt. I sit on every ball.
I sit on them with my, anyways.
Yeah, no, but we sit on our balls.
No, they're resting now. But like if you sit wrong, you know what I mean?
How do you sit
wrong? There's no wrong way to sit. It doesn't hurt when you sit on your balls.
Yeah. That's what they're made for.
That's why the song goes, these balls were made for sitting, and that's just what they'll do. And if they happen to hurt, you better go see that Dr. Jew.
So I should go get my balls checked?
That was the song.
So you're saying I should go get my balls checked?
Yes. Yeah. And explain to him. Yeah. Be like, look, I've been hiding this my whole life. They hurt sometimes when I sit on them, but the sizing is different. Also, the fact that there's a discoloration, it's black, there's a problem.
Yeah. I like that. He's just like,
what's
let me
the difference
see your balls,
in
the
size? Are they like almost
no,
the same?
No, they're the same size, just one hangs lower.
Okay, because you said one's bigger than the other.
It looks bigger.
Because it's closer?
I guess.
It's a perspective illusion.
Maybe
it's an eclipse. It's just an optical illusion.
He's like, I only got one ball. every 12th of the month, I only got one ball.
Oh, my balls have eclipsed my eyes.
Every time he watches, his balls got to put on those glasses
for the good of everyone around. He's like, here, put these glasses on. It's just black. It'll help. Trust me. Oh fuck. So yeah, you're John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah. Have you ever got a blowjob? Small dick though. Just like cupping your balls down here. does she grab them
right by
here?
My knees?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing doggy, and after like you're out, and you hear the pop.
You're slapping on your chin if you're doing doggy style.
God, she can't suck his dick and blew his balls, so she sucks his dick and calls someone else through his balls. She's like, look, I'm not coming back there. You handle that part. I'll do one job. That's fucking crazy.
Do they ever touch the water?
Huh?
If you're shitting.
Oh.
No. That's the worst feeling. No.
Okay.
No.
That'll be the day.
Oh, shit. When you're shitting, that must be the worst.
But sometimes when it's...
How don't they if they fall when you sit? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, they hang low, but
so
like...
if they hang low when you sit, it goes under your ass?
If it was...
You shit in the garbage?
No. But if it was like a toilet bowl where the water was high, I'm cautious. But like at home, like the water sits low.
You go to a public bathroom, right? You're like, oh, the boys are taking a swim today.
You call up a restaurant and go, hey, okay, does the water sit low?
Use your shitter.
Toilet situation?
I have
a medical condition, so where my testicles sometimes go swimming in the toilet.
And then he's also like, is your toilet water super boiling hot also? Because that might actually contribute to the long balls, by the way.
That might be it.
Yeah.
You've just been heating up your balls with your
But sometimes there have there has been like high toilet bowl water. Yeah. And like that seems kind of high.
Dips. Dangerous.
No, what I do is I pull, you know, the front end of your pubis area. I pull on that area.
So you pull on it?
And then it pulls my balls up a little and I sit and then I slowly let it down to see if it touches and it doesn't touch. And I'm like, I'm good.
So your balls have never touched water?
Sometimes they have. It splooshes back, yeah. When I flush.
When you flush or when you shit?
When I flush.
Seems less dangerous than when you shit.
Yeah. So your balls have never touched water.
He
ever?
Says no. He says
when I've had explosive diarrhea though.
Okay. Oh, that's you're done.
It has hit my balls.
Okay.
And I have to wipe my balls clean.
Apart from that, it never touched water.
No.
So you've never washed your balls.
No way.
This fucking guy.
That's true. You just said that.
No. But you know what I mean? In the toilet bowl. You fucking bastard.
It's so funny that he goes, water's never touched my balls, but I've gotten shit on him a lot of times.
Yeah, it's like, what are you waiting to wipe it off?
Evolution is trying to say, you got to wash your balls, so we got to dip these in water or something.
I won't have it. 7,000 days without touching water.
You will not put water on my balls. It's like, and it was weird when there's shit on my balls, because I'm used to the shit being on my dick.
What?
Oh,
shit.
Oh, Poseidon.
Oh,
how your balls feel?
Good.
They don't hurt?
No.
Does your dick ever hurt?
No.
Huh?
Huh? That was a little delay.
I tried to think if it has ever hurt. And not really. Sometimes I pull the skin back a little too fast.
You ever get a random spasm and your balls hurt and they clench up?
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
That happens.
That happens to me. That's the worst.
Your balls
like, oof.
Hurt.
Yeah, you feel a ball
You feel
pain,
like a
sharp pain.
Like almost like your balls... are on the wrong side, but they're not actually on the wrong side. But it feels like they're almost twisted.
No,
I get that.
Oh, you want to hear a funny story?
I
before
think
we
you
go?
Guys might have cancer. I think that's another.
Remember one time?
Clearly another symptom.
Remember one time the wife was telling me one of her friends in Paris, she lives with her brother, and they rushed in the hospital. The midnight he had like ab pain. They thought like he had cancer. They don't know what the fuck's happening. And what ended up happening was, and I didn't even know this was possible. His balls. Got tied into it, like his balls.
Oh, I heard.
Yes,
were. I don't even know how that happens. And I go, was he like jerking off? And she goes, no, he didn't say. It was just apparently it happens. Balls get a knot. They get tied in a knot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So they had to. The doctors
Christ.
Had to go untie his balls, and it was excruciating pain. And I'm like thinking about it when she was telling me. I go, you have to stop talking.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pain everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking about
my
balls.
I'm aware of my balls when I talk about
them. Yeah, like now I feel something.
I'm ignoring my balls, I'm fine. And then when I think about them, I feel them. Yeah. And you, when you, like, you're sat on, like, the corner, like, of the bath, you know, like the porcelain or whatever, you sit down, your balls are just laying.
Yeah.
And then you observe them for more than 10 seconds, and they're, like, shifting. The skin's, like, moving because they're actually, like, because they're cold, they're trying to, like, or because they're warm. You know what I mean? There's actual movement there on your balls. I'm like, whoa! It's like being on shrooms, like looking at your
mine
balls
flop move on the sidewall.
Yeah,
he's been trying to escape for a while. He's like, this guy keeps shitting on on the sidewall
of the bath.
How fucking low do they hang?
He's taking a bath. This is Poseidon. He's in the bath. He's like this. He's floating. He's like this is in the water. He's like, this is very comfortable. And then you see two balls right here trying to get out.
It's wild, dude.
Yeah, when he fills up the bath too much and the water starts going out the hole at the top, his balls get caught.
Dude,
that's got a pinch.
Long ball McGillicuddy over here.
Yeah, your balls look like they're dropping off food in like some country or something. They're like this long parachute thing. Like, they find it in the ocean.
On a really warm day,
Good morning. Balls in the bath, dude. It's like Operation Dumbo.
But
imagine him bungee jumping.
But they can also his balls. But they can also go into battle mode.
Your balls?
Yes.
They fight off home invasions.
So every time I train at the gym, my balls get sucked into my body.
Into your body.
Yes.
Into your body.
Almost disappearing.
Yeah.
Your balls go back up into your body.
Yes.
Yeah. All
it's
the way.
It's astonishing. Well, it's not all the way.
When he's at the gym working out, the blood rushes to his cock when he sees all these dudes.
I knew everything has to come together for that powerful erection.
Body wants makes balls sense. Inside of him so much. Yeah. This isn't working. Let's try the other hole.
Dude, that makes sense to me. I feel like that's the reason.
You should get one of those guys to fuck you hard in the ass, balls included, and then your balls will be fine.
I remember when I was little, the first time you jerk off and one of your balls goes inside your body, freaked me out.
I remember.
What?
When I sit wrong?
Did you ever get that when you were younger? Like, I'd jerk off, and then sometimes, like, a ball would, like, almost go in, and then I'd be
my balls are hurting.
What the fuck?
That's just your ball pumping.
No, it used to happen to me sometimes when sitting, if you're, if you sit, like, with your leg too squished
if they go in.
Yeah, there's like that meme with like the sucking the egg yolk where it's just whoop, like, and you're like, oh, and you're like, get out of there. What are you doing? Yeah. Get out of there.
And weird. Yeah, balls are fucking weird. Yeah.
Not a lot of women know about that either. That's something that's
balls and dicks a weird thing to have. You just have them hanging
balls
around.
Balls look
there.
Gross, dude. Balls look gross. Dick, I can understand, but just a nutsack of like the wrinkly, like grossest skin on your body. Like, it's just the weirdest thing. Why do so gross?
Yeah, balls are weird.
It's like a shaved chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. And women are like, ooh, I love your balls. I'm like, ugh, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah. Man, balls are gross. We're at an airport. Just scan my ticket and let me through. It's fucking weird. All right. MikeWard.ca is Mike Ward's website. You can go there if you want to buy tickets to Mike Ward Modest, the biggest tour out right now in the entire continent of North America. Also, his record-breaking podcast, which the Kelsey brothers tried, as you know, and failed to beat that record for now. It'll stand for now. And then when someone beats it, Michael fucking double that shit. Mike Ward Suzuku, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, is available everywhere, including Patreon. Patreon.com/Suzuku is the place to be to get the podcast live and to buy tickets to watch it live and to watch the entire back catalog of every single episode. Chris Ramsey is online. Chris Ramsey at first.shop.com. Also, Chris Ramsey 52 on the Instagrams.
Yep.
He's also on the Twitter and he's on the YouTubes.
That's right.
Where he's got two channels. He's actually got three channels if you think about it, because he's got this Chris Ramsey channel where he does his puzzles and his Maji. He's also got Bottom of the Barrel, which is a podcast that he does with another one of our friends, Wes Barker. And he's got a third channel called Area 52, where he explores and dominates men.
That's right. Exploring.
With big balls.
With big balls. Poseidon is online. ThePoseidon69 is his Twitter handle and his Instagram handle. Follow him. IamPoseidon.com is his website. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com, best place to go. Patreon.com/Pantelis to get all the shit that I do. I do a lot of FrenchCast podcast, The Intellectuals. I forget all the shit that I do. Bonus tapes, Greek stuff, all kinds of shit. Thank you and go fuck yourselves.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.